I once had occasion to express what the Rosh Yeshiva, Zichron Levracha, did for me when I was a bocher. Of course, there was a living model of what a Talmud Chacham was. People have ambition to be like someone living. Someone who's not alive anymore is just a story. You don't think that you can be like that. But if you see something living, someone living in front of you, that's something that's mechayev you, that's something that inspires you, something that moves you. So we had someone in front of us who was knew Kol HaTorah Kula, knew every Tosis and Shas. He could talk to you in learning in any place. Bochum were learning different Masechtas in different places. He could talk to you everywhere and know the Tosis and all the Rishonim on the place. He had a living example that every Bochum in those days wanted to become a Boki B'Shas. They saw someone in front of them, a Boki B'Shas. And also, we saw between the lines a tremendous Yirah Shemayim. I still remember the way the Rosh Yeshiva said Kriyat Shema, Yirah Shemayim. I remember the way he said, the way he spoke on Yom Kippur, Yirah Shemayim. Something you can't imitate, you can't fake. You saw Emes Yirah Shemayim, everything he did. So the Torah, Yirah Shemayim, everything, we saw in front of us a model. And you have an echo of that model, every bocher in the yeshiva, because that model permeates every area of the yeshiva. But there's one thing that I think is also very important. Through the Rosh Yeshiva, Zichron Levracha, I was able to see the gedolim of Europe before the Second World War. He met them all, or many of them, told the stories about them. They became alive to me and to my friends. Reb Chaim Eliezer, how he told us that he took a walk once with Reb Chaim Eliezer. And Reb Chaim Eliezer asked him, what is he learning? So he was in the middle of a very, very complicated sugi and kochim. He didn't want to bring it up because he didn't want to embarrass Reb Chaim Eliezer. He had spent a long time unraveling the whole sugya. And Reb Chaim Eliezer, I didn't want to bring it up so Reb Chaim Eliezer wouldn't be in the sugya. So Reb Chaim Eliezer pressured him to tell him what he's learning. So he told him, and Reb Chaim Eliezer knew exactly better than the Rosh Yeshiva knew the sugya, even though he wasn't in it. So he saw a dugma of what Reb Chaim Eliezer was. With the Dvar Avrom. So you saw the Dvar Avrom, the first edition of Dvar Avrom, there's a note there that says, one of the Avrechim here in the Koilo told me this and this teretz. That was him, that was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a young man right after the wedding. A godel that the Dvar Avrom quoted. And as I weiter, he met Reb Chaim. Met Reb Chaim Riske. Reb Chaim Riske was a young bocher. Reb Chaim Riske asked him a certain shaila to bring a raya from a certain thing. So she started opening up a gemara. Reb Chaim Riske told him, "Ha chochma, to bring rayas from open gemaras, that's no chochma. A different level of how you're supposed to know. You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to know everything's a closed book." Not an open book. Everything has to be memorized, as we know. And he saw what bothered him, what interested him. Totally a shaku in learning. He had no interest in anything else. He was so shaku in learning that he could bump into a tree sometimes or a lamppost. He was so shaku in learning when he walked. So these are the gifts that we got The Bochum learned the yeshiva then. And they remain with me until now. And obviously something has to carry over to the Bochum and the yeshiva from that. A gadol. The gedolim in America in those years were, you can count 5 or 6, that's all, in America. I'm a gedolim, there were Kiyim, Kolatel, Kulan, Rashi was one of them. And that those 5 or 6 had a hashpoh in the whole America because they saw what Gadlus and Torah is. And we in Baltimore saw what Gadlus and Torah is. So a day of the Yahrzeit is a day, it can't be masbid, but it's a day of recognizing the hashpoh that the Rosh Yeshiva is going to have on us. Hashpoh in learning, hashpoh in Yir Shemayim, hashpoh in everything else, the totality of an Odom Godel. We don't produce such gedolim anymore because children grow up with other interests. They have gadgets of games. They don't play the games that the children play then. They waste their time. The Kovod HaTorah is not as great as it was then. The biggest, someone told me that his ambition when he was a kid growing up in Slabodka was to be like the Dvar Avraham. They would have asked him to be the prime minister of Lithuania. He would have turned, would have left at that offer, be the prime minister. Nowadays, boys are willing to settle to be a shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. That would be a gewaltige kovod for them. How could such a person have she'ifas for godless and Torah? So that's, we don't produce great people because the she'ifas, our she'ifas are very limited. We don't have the models before us. It's very important, therefore, I think, for Bochrim to read stories, at least, about the Gedolim of the pre-World War II Europe, or the great Gedolim in America also. Very important to read what type of people they were. We don't have anything near them nowadays. So, Ebeshe should help us that we should catch a glimpse of that, of the past, of what Torah could do to a person, what Torah should be, the way it should be learned, the Avas HaTorah, Yir HaShemayim. We should catch a glimpse of the Hashiva in your Rebbeim here, who are Meshamish him, and you yourselves could carry that Ababua de Babua, that shadow of a shadow, to your Talmidim Be'ez Hashem. The Meisah Torah, the continued Torah, the Shalheva shouldn't be lost. The Kovod HaTorah should be kept high. And Limud HaTorah should be made supreme. And Avas HaTorah, the mitzvahs, and Yir HaShemayim should be constantly before our eyes. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicher to that. Be'kovav and produce a generation of